Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Welcome. Welcome to the last Hour of Power, at least first season. This will be the last one we're going to do like this, and then we will go to the first Friday Zoom next Friday, and we'll decide what we're going to do from there. But for a while, we're going to stop the Friday Hour of Powers. But we want to finish up with extremely strong, powerful, conceptual message for you tonight. So the both of us, my beautiful bride, Pastor Karen, and I will be ministering today. And I'm led to start off with a story. There's been praise and worship. The Lord dropped something into my heart that, gosh, years ago, even before I was part of ABC, a gentleman who was a Christian came to me and he wanted me to evaluate a business he was looking at. And I looked at it and I says, your percentages are off. The projections they've got here don't make any sense, and it's not going to work for you. He told me that I didn't know how business worked today, and that things are different than when I was in business a few years ago. And I replied to him, I says, look, 2 plus 2 is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. The first time they put 2 plus 2 together make 4, it'll be 2 plus 2 together make 4 at the end of time. 2 plus 2 is 4. The math hasn't changed. The bottom line is if the numbers don't work, the company doesn't work. Fortunately for him, the parent company went bankrupt. He did not have a chance to lose his shirt. Okay. Now, the reason I bring that up is because the Word of God, I was just on the radio a few months ago, and this guy says, well, you know, those 2,000-year-old verses don't mean anything today. The world has changed. Wrong. The Word is the Word. The Word is the Word in the beginning. It is now. It'll be that way forever. And when we give you this word tonight, take it to the bank. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. Whatever challenges, whatever issues you're going through, this is the answer. And we speak this word over the challenge. Because the challenges are demonic. And the word is what beats up the demonic. So we're going to go into that. Okay? We'll start off with a testimony. Pastor Karen, if you please.
Okay, well, this testimony is from an ABC-er. The topic for tonight, we're calling it Power of Communion. Okay, so that's the topic for tonight. Last week, this ABC-er called on Friday, right before we were leaving to come to ABC and had a big challenge. And, of course, we stopped so that we could help this person. And this person had sudden headache, very challenging, anxiousness, ringing in the ears, and heart palpitations. So what we did was we bound up the enemy from attacking, and that person wasn't aware of any sins and did some USPs. And unaware sin prayers, and then started affirming them, and then started doing some affirmations. And as we were in agreement, prayer of agreement, and doing affirmations together with the USPs and tagging, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus at the end, in a very short while, the symptoms were challenging. Seemed to be reduced quite significantly, and we kept encouraging that person to continue with that. And then I usually do this, but in trying to get here from traffic and everything, Apostle Joshua, of course, he's a great reminder. Did you remind them to rewind the video? I said, oh yeah, okay, I'll remind that person to rewind the video. What does that mean? To a non-ABC-er, it means that the entrance door had to be some unforgiveness somewhere, somehow. And this person was totally, like, clueless, thought about it, couldn't figure it out. And I said, well, ask the Holy Spirit. And at about the same time, someone else was having a very big challenge and texted. And, of course, that should be one of the first things that we do is, did you ask the Holy Spirit where the unforgiveness is? Not if there is, but where is it? So it's very important that you learn this lesson. Why am I teaching this? Because both these people didn't know they were going through similar challenges at the same time in different states, actually. And the question was the same. And we've trained people to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit really well. So if you have a challenge with that, join our Wednesday night Overcomer services. People are growing incredibly close to God and able to now identify and really have confirmation that they're hearing God correctly. So I get a text from each of them at different times. I asked the Holy Spirit, and immediately he showed me where I was offended and had unforgiveness and didn't even think about it until he brought it to my remembrance. And they both immediately confessed their sin, repented, renounced, and broke. And then they were able to have the completion of their healing. So that was all great. But sometimes the devil tries to re-attack. Anybody been through that besides me? Okay. All right. So the next morning, this ABC-er awakened and had challenges again. So an ABC-er called, you know, just to see how are you doing, and had this word that as, so I'm going to read this. So this person called ABC for prayer and received victory. And the next day, she was again challenged, but not as intense as the night before. And as she was doing affirmations, she got a message on her phone from another friend that's an ABC-er asking how she was and did she need prayer right at the time she needed it. So that was a God thing. And as we're learning the gifts of the Spirit, that was a word of knowledge that this other ABC-er called, felt led to call her friend. That was a gift of word of knowledge operating. And this other, so the person who was challenged again said, I told, you know, her friend, she told her friend about the lying symptoms that she had the night before. And her ABC, her friend, told her that she was just reviewing her ABC Healing School outlines on her computer, and she saw a scripture and about communion, and she was going to take communion for her challenges. And it says, take communion if you are under attack. And she was going to do that, and she said to herself, you know, I'm going to call my friend, and I believe this communion scripture, I want to remind her of it, that what they had learned in healing school, to remind her and for her to consider doing it. Well, she said that was exactly what she needed to hear. And so the gift of the word of wisdom was also operating in the ABC friend, who got the solution for the person who needed to receive the manifestation of the healing she already believed she had, okay? So the person who was going through the challenge again took communion every half an hour with the elements and said this communion prayer five times, and just as quickly as the lying symptoms had come, they were gone. Praise God. So we wanted to remind people that, you know, ABC is a powerful ministry, and people sometimes can't absorb it all because there's so much great information, and reviewing is good, going over the word over and over, because faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing some more. And Pastor James and I, we sacrificed a lot to go to healing school one, two, and three, I think, yep. six times each, mm-hmm. Right? Being ministers, you know, we were ordained ministers. And, you know, the Lord used us to get other people healed with the gifts of the Spirit, because the gifts of the Spirit are mainly used for unbelievers. It can be used for believers as well. But we were challenged to receive healing in our lives in some areas. And so we needed to learn how to receive healing through the fruit of the Holy Spirit to receive it and maintain it. And so communion is a very powerful way to receive your healing. And so I wanted to share the scripture with you. These scriptures. So, doing the body, I want you to learn to do this or remember to do this, those of you that are Healing School graduates. In the name of Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 11:23-24, in the name of Jesus, I take the body and eat this bread, and I agree and receive that I have healing of, and you name it, healing of cancer, or my leg has been healed, my body has been healed, my head has been healed of headaches, or you could say, I agree and I receive healing that my blood sugar, blood pressure, chemistry, and pulse are healthy and normal. That's an example. And you could just fill in the blank. And then when you take the cup, you could say, in the name of Jesus, I take the cup and I agree and I receive because of the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit who dwells in me quickens my mortal body and restores it to the life of God. And we'll make this available for you probably next week for those of you that don't have it in your Healing School books, or it's, you know, somewhere that you can't find it, the exact page in your notebook. And so it's very powerful. So we are going to use the power of communion and also be using our tithers' rights today. So those of you that haven't paid your tithes yet this week or this month, you may want to designate it, write your check out and designate it, put it aside. You can get it to ABC later, or put your cash aside in an envelope, designate it, write your seed on there, name your seed. And we're not doing this because we want your money. God provides for us. But we know that this is good for you, so that each of us will make sure that we're under the blessings of God and we are repelling the curses because we're obedient to God. So I wanted to give you that testimony. It was very, very powerful. So Pastor James had ministered, do this remembrance of me as a memorial to God, which is what? Communion. It's always a memorial. Always remembering what he did for us, praising God for what he did through the cross. We're going to take communion together. So it's not going to be an intermission. We just are going to give you a couple of minutes to go get your elements of your bread or crackers or your juice or whatever you use for communion. So we're going to stay attuned with you. And let's just all do an unaware of sins together while we're doing that. For those of us that are unaware of sins, if you have a challenge in your body right now, if you've had a medical diagnosis and you still haven't had the full manifestation of the healing that you believe that you have by faith, then I challenge you to do what Apostle Joshua always says. Rewind the video. Where were you offended with unforgiveness? Even if you said a forgiveness prayer to forgive somebody, but still have a hurt, or still have some kind of, anxiety about seeing them, or animosity, or some wounds in your heart, that means that forgiveness wasn't completed. And so I encourage you to go ahead and rewind the video, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, could you please show me if there is still any unforgiveness, or what is the unforgiveness that's not completed? Because I want to be a loving, forgiving person. Show me, rewind the video of the thoughts in my mind to where that point was that I was unaware of that wasn't completed or I hadn't done, because I want to be obedient to the word and I want to forgive. So please show me in Jesus' name. So if you want to say that prayer in your own words, go ahead, take a minute and do it. And I know the Holy Spirit's going to show a lot of people things that you are not aware of, that I know that you've been working very hard to towards receiving the manifestation of your healing. But I just think that we need to do this tonight. It's very important. So let's all just take a moment. If you're unaware of any sins, go ahead and still do your unaware sins prayer. And for those of you that might be new, I will be reciting it so that you could say it after me. But we're just going to have a moment of silence, okay? Just to give people time to absorb what it is the Holy Spirit might be showing you. Okay, we're going to move forward, and the anointing is so strong that if you haven't heard yet, the Holy Spirit will be revealing it to you. So if you are unaware of sins, repeat with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
And I've been healed.
And I've been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And so I want you to also repeat this prayer with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to 1 Corinthians 11.
According to 1 Corinthians 11.
23 to 24.
23 to 24.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take this body.
I take this body.
And eat this bread.
And eat this bread.
And I agree.
And I agree.
And I receive.
And I receive
healing of. And you go ahead and whisper. Whisper every part of your body. Start from the head all the way down. I receive healing of. You whisper it and you name it right now. Okay, and those that have a whole bunch of challenges, let's just round it off. Say, thank you, Lord, that I have been healed of every challenge.
I've been healed of every challenge.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I take this bread now.
Take this bread
and take your body in Jesus' name.
Your body in Jesus' name.
And I agree and I receive with you all in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I'm sorry, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I take the cup, and I agree,
and I receive,
because of the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit,
who dwells in me,
quickens my mortal body, and restores it to life. Of God. Take this now in your name. We've been healed by your stripes.
Agree and I receive. That I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just want you to raise your hands to the Lord right now. There's a strong anointing. And it's pervading where you are, wherever you are right now, wherever anybody is watching this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a strong anointing for every area of your life, not just healing. Thank you, Lord. Setting people free. Just receive. Say, Lord, I receive. I believe and I receive. In Jesus' name. I believe and I receive. Thank you, Lord God. I believe and I receive. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And I just believe that as we're receiving our healing, let's just pray this tither's power prayer over our tithes and offerings again today. And there's going to be just a quickening of your mortal body. I see it in the spirit. Some are already receiving that quickening in your mortal body in the name of Jesus. Quickening your mortal body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your tithes should be designated. Tithes should be designated. We're praying over it. You can lay one of your hands on the tithes and the other one up to heaven because there's a powerful anointing right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we believe that this prayer is covering everything in this basket as well. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am reminding you.
I am reminding you.
To bless me.
To bless me.
In this land of milk and honey.
In this land of milk and honey.
And I give you.
And I give you.
My tithes and offerings.
My tithes and offerings.
As an act of worship.
As an act of worship.
To you.
To you.
And thanksgiving.
And thanksgiving.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because I am a tither.
Because I am a tither.
God has opened.
And God has opened.
The windows of heaven.
The windows of heaven.
And continues to flood me.
And continues to flood me.
With blessings.
With blessings.
And he has rebuked.
And he has rebuked.
The devourer from me.
The devourer from me.
My family.
My family.
And all that pertains to me.
And all that pertains to me.
So in the name of Jesus.
So in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord,
you have promised to rebuke the devourer.
You have promised to rebuke the devourer.
From me.
From me.
So Lord.
So Lord.
I need you.
I need you.
To rebuke.
To rebuke.
The devourer right now.
The devourer right now.
From every area.
From every area.
Of my life.
Of my life.
Which includes.
Which includes.
My health.
My health.
My body.
My body.
My mind.
My mind.
My finances.
My finances.
My home.
My home.
My challenges.
My challenges.
And from every area.
And from every area.
Of my life.
Of my life.
And my family's life.
And my family's life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In addition.
In addition.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you are.
That you are.
The Lord of hosts.
The Lord of hosts.
Jehovah Sabaoth.
Jehovah Sabaoth.
And that you are sending.
And that you are sending.
The army of hosts.
The army of hosts.
Of heaven.
Of heaven.
Today to cause circumstances.
Today to cause circumstances.
To change.
To change.
And line up.
And line up.
And the angels of God.
And the angels of God.
To hasten and actively watch over.
Hasten and actively watch over.
And perform your word.
And perform your word.
In this prayer.
In this prayer.
So my prayers.
So my prayers.
Come to pass.
Come to pass.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Because they hearken.
Because they hearken.
Unto the voice of God's spoken word.
Unto the voice of God's spoken word.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, praise Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, we want texts, emails. There's a lot of you that are receiving a quickening right now. Right now in your bodies. I see people who had migraine headache challenges disappearing. I see somebody that has a pain in their right knee. It's kind of below the kneecap. That is going now. Going now. Going now. I see somebody with the back pain that's all across this waist and lumbar area going into the hip joint right in here on their right side, your right side. Completely healed, restored. Hallelujah. New replacement parts are being put in your body. New replacement parts of what you didn't have because it somehow it was taken out or challenged to not, you know, be there anymore. Replacement parts, receive that in the name of Jesus. Cancer, gone in the name of Jesus. Tumors, gone in the name of Jesus. Blood clots, gone in the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's. Oh, Alzheimer's and dementia, cognitive functioning challenges, learning disabilities, brain injuries. Hallelujah. Receive that right now. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. You're a tither. God has rebuked the devourer from you in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tumors, masses disappearing. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Cardiovascular. A new heart. A new heart. New valves. New rhythm. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa! Gut challenges. Autoimmune challenges. Healed. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Arthritis challenges. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Neck. Neck challenges. Fracture challenges. Healed. 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 Restored. Better than before. Healed. Healed. Restored. Better than before. Healed. 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 Restored. Better than before. Every part of your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Healed. 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 Restored. Better than before, the Lord says. Receive it. Vision. Eyes, line up, line up. Eyes, line up, and vision, line up in the name of Jesus. God has rebuked the devourer from you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Hallelujah. Every challenge, healed, restored, rejuvenated. Every challenge. Oh, there's a strong anointing. Now there's an anointing of miracles. There's an anointing of miracle signs and wonders, what only God can do, that man cannot do. God is intervening right now and doing miracles, signs, and wonders. Receive your miracles. Receive your miracles right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. 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 Let's worship him. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you and praise you, Lord. We worship you and praise you, Lord. We worship you and praise you, Lord. Praise. As we praise you, you stop the avenger. Hallelujah. You rebuke the devourer. We receive. We receive. We receive what's ours. Healing belongs to us. Hallelujah. Prosperity belongs to us. All the promises of God belong to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every challenge gone goes away. Every challenge goes away. The angels of God are making them go away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Vindication. Aha. Isaiah 54:17. Vindication in Jesus' name. Isaiah 54:17. Vindication in Jesus' name. Isaiah 54:17. Vindication in Jesus' name. Energy levels. Stamina levels. Energy and stamina. Ho, 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 ho. The spirit of power of might is being poured upon you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Boldness and confidence is coming into you now. Boldness and confidence. Faith is gone. Faith is gone because the perfect love of God in you has cast out that fear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fear is gone. Fear is gone. Faith is making fear gone.
There you go.
That's what I wanted to say. Faith, hallelujah. The perfect love of God. And faith makes that fear gone. Because the perfect love of God casts out all fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is strengthening you. Those of you that had challenges of depression, gone. Gone. Depression gone in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. 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 Dance unto the Lord. Dance unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Dance unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dance unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dance unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I see abundance of money running to overtake you now. Everyone that's an ABC tither. Abundance, abundance, abundance. I see a hundredfold return coming, 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 coming as men is giving unto you from their bosom. Hallelujah. Hundredfold return. Hundredfold return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The devourer has been stopped from your bank accounts and your income. Hallelujah, bills paid. Bills paid off in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Concern and worry, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.